Three, two, one.
Hi, I'm Lucy.
I am Marie.
And I'm Mackenzie.
And welcome to the Adventures of Winn-Dixie.
So, Lucy, how do you think the kids react to India in the church?
I think they react to her pretty badly and don't like her because they don't want to be friends with her because her dad is the preacher at the church, so they don't really want to be friends with her because they're worried that she's going to tell them even tiny bad things, but when she's not, and they're going to get in trouble with God and their parents, so they just don't want to be friends with her. And I think that's a pretty bad choice because if some of them do like dogs, they're just going to be missing out on Winn-Dixie. So that's really sad.
So, Mackenzie, how do you think people react to Winn-Dixie at the church?
I think they are, like, scared because why would a dog be running in a church? And I'd be confused, too. Probably very confused. If I were the people at the church, I would, like, definitely be confused because there's a dog running around in the church and just, like, trying to get it, catch a mouse. So, yeah, Lucy, how do you think people react?
I think they were surprised when Winn-Dixie was barking at the church. Then they had to bring Winn-Dixie in, and Winn-Dixie unfortunately saw the mouse, and they were just astonished because Winn-Dixie was chasing the mouse. What do you think the librarian acted at Winn-Dixie? Mackenzie, what do you think she?
I think she would be really, really scared. Like, I would be scared if a random dog was just barking at me. I'd be very scared, very surprised.
I agree with Mackenzie.
It would also be surprising to think that there was a bear at the window. That would be very surprising.
Yeah.
So,
Lucy, how do people compare Winn-Dixie to a bear?
I think the only person that did compare was the librarian, and I think she compared him because he was big and brown, and he was standing up on his hind legs, and when bears are getting honey, they do stand up on their hind legs because they are tall, very tall, and Winn-Dixie was very tall, so the librarian was really frightened. So, she fell back on her chair. That's
so
kind of ridiculous.
Mackenzie, why do you think that people compared Winn-Dixie to a bear?
Because Winn-Dixie is pretty big and brown, and if I didn't know who Winn-Dixie would be and standing on high in legs, I would think it was a bear. Like, I'd be scared, and the first thing that popped up into my head would be a bear.
Because it did say that she was dirty.
Yeah. But I think usually she's like a lighter brown.
Yeah, because she's also white.
What do you think of how, India prayed for while she was praying? Reese?
You know, she did pray for the mouse because the preacher did say to pray for the mouse, but she also prayed for friends.
Yeah.
But what do you think she said while she was praying for friends?
She said she had no friends because,
just moved. Like, she can't get friends like that, so.
Yeah, but she also can't get friends because, the kids thought that she was gonna tattletale on them for every little thing, but she wasn't gonna. That's not her. I mean, they shouldn't misjudge her, right, Reese? This is so unfair. What do you think, Mackenzie?
She prayed. She prayed for her mother to come back because she really, really misses her, probably, because I would miss my mother too if she would be gone.
Yeah, that would, I would really pray for my mother if she would be gone. I mean, my mother is a big part of my life. Who here can agree with me?
Right?
So that's really emotional for all of us. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Adventures of Winn-Dixie.